This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jeff Phelps. Daryl's in for Andy today. 216-474-0092, number to join us here at the show. Dan Menigan flying the ship. Meredith taking care of the phones.
This just in from James Palmer. Subject to change, but Travis Hunter is not expected to work out today at the Colorado Pro Day, according to sources. That, again, from James Palmer.
Now, and this is, we're going to get into this here. Colorado's having its Pro Day today. Travis Hunter under consideration for who knows what pick, but certainly a top pick in the draft. We won't say. I'm sure the Browns are thinking about it, or other teams are thinking about it. Shedeur Sanders as well. He's expected to throw today, which he hasn't done, Daryl.
Right.
What in the world will the Browns see from Shedeur today that would possibly change their thinking from whatever it is they're thinking? If they're thinking we don't want the guy, okay. Could they see something that makes them think today based on everything? I mean, it's less than 3 weeks away.
Yeah.
Could you possibly see something today that sways your opinion one day or the other? I would think that if you're an NFL team, you've had this figured out for, 2 months?
Yeah. And you make a great point, and it was actually the point I was going to make. If you're swayed by something that happens today in the pro day, I'm talking on the field.
Yeah.
Okay? Then you're scouting wrong. You should probably fire your scouting department and your GM. You're doing it wrong. What is important today is that, yeah, it's absolutely important that he goes out and he throws the ball well at the pro day. Okay, so I don't want to be completely dismissive of it. My whole point that I was making earlier was that it doesn't move the needle. Okay, does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, it's not going to move the needle dramatically. If he's just throwing it all over the yard today and he's just off, right, then you might, what that'll do is you might go back into the film room and take another look at what you've already scouted, just to double check it, right?
Yeah.
Okay, did the kid just have a bad day or, you know, what? So from that standpoint, yeah. But pro day performance on the field should not sway a front office. What sways the front office at this point is the off-the-field background work, right?
Which again, should already be sitting there in the books.
Right, but no, what I mean is okay, you, because you, when you go on campus, right, to these pro days, you're trying to verify.
Visiting with Professor Smithers?
Professor Phelps. You're trying to verify all the work that you've already done. You're trying to verify all the information that you've already accumulated. Well, maybe also, too, trying to color in some of the lines. Okay.
Yeah.
So this stuff is important, but the on the field workout stuff, like I posted on X, you know, because I know people are going to automatically freak out because, you know, if Travis Hunter doesn't work out today, does that drop his draft stock? 216-474-0092. Like it does. It's not like the on the field workouts today. I would say might be, other than like a guy coming out of the workout healthy, might be the least important part of the pro day. It's all about touching the people around the player and getting the face time with that player and getting to know that player and, you know, figuring out what makes that guy tick and things like that.
Yeah.
I would argue for both Shedeur Sanders and Travis Hunter, The most important part of this whole thing with the Browns brass being out there, the dinner. That is the most important part for them.
In other words, they're going to sit there and judge them as people and think, okay, is this a good guy? Do we want this guy in our program? Is this the type of guy we think we can build a franchise around?
Does he fit our culture that we're trying to build?
Yeah.
Or is he going to help us build the culture that we're trying to build, right? So yeah, that becomes very, just like our business and any other business out there, the National Football League at its core, it is a people business. It really is. Your coaches, right? They have to figure out what makes each of their guys tick so they know what buttons to push to get the very best out of that player, okay? GMs and scouts, it's a people business, you know, gathering information from folks on prospects, right? Having those relationships, maybe being able to have those uncomfortable conversations, like if you've got a guy that's got some red flags, right? To get honest feedback about a guy that has red flags, okay? When it comes to like maybe explaining some of those red flags, because you certainly don't want people to be dishonest with you and just be like, oh yeah, no, there's no problem there. Don't sweat that. Not a big deal. Like, that's the worst thing you could have happen. So yeah, it is very much a people business. And, you know, the whining and dining, the dinner thing, you know, I make jokes about it, but in all honesty and sincerity, it's a very important part of this process.
You tell me, you and I haven't chatted about this. If, and to me, it's a perplexing situation because Sanders is all over the board. I mean, you've seen him as high. Some mock drafts have him going number one to Tennessee. Right. There have been folks who don't think he's even going in the first round.
Yeah.
That to me is a disparity that usually doesn't happen, Daryl. I mean, yeah. if a guy is considered a first round quarterback, top 10 caliber,
he's not, by the way.
Well, but many folks seem to think he is. I just, for giggles, I looked at, and NFL.com does a bunch of different mock drafts. They have all their guys do them. There were three guys, Maurice Jones-Drew, Mike Brand, Daniel Jeremiah, had Sanders going third to the New York Giants.
Okay.
Charles Davis.
Which, by the way, can I pause you just for a moment?
Yeah.
You want to know my most, not intriguing, you want to know what makes me laugh hysterically when it comes to mock drafts? And I have respect for people that I don't
do it. These guys don't ever make picks themselves?
No. It's the fact that this year, Shedeur Sanders is good enough to go to the Giants at three, but not good enough to go to the Browns at two.
Although.
And the Browns are the team that, really, really super duper needs a quarterback. Yeah, I know the Giants do, but listen.
Well, the Giants have Russell Wilson and Jameis. They do have two guys they can put on the field.
The Giants have Vince Lombardi trophies already in the case. So if they don't get a franchise quarterback in the next couple of years, oh, boo-hoo. Stare at your trophies, okay? The Browns haven't had a franchise quarterback since Bernie Kosar, Brian Sipe, and Otto Graham.
That's a fact. Charles Davis and Bucky Brooks have Sanders going to the Browns at two.
Okay.
And then Eric Edholm, who we've had on the show numerous times, and Sanders have Sanders going 15 to the Browns and in a trade with the Falcons.
Ooh, do we get Kirk Cousins in the trade too?
And then Lance Zierlein has the Browns getting Sanders at 24 in a trade. So, in other words, the NFL guys have him going anywhere from 2 to 24.
Yeah. It's a wide range.
And that's weird. What do you think of him as a pro prospect and a guy who could step in and be the franchise quarterback of a guy? And I say that with this, Daryl. I've left it up to the Browns on this one. If they feel that he's that guy and he can be, at the very least, their Geno Smith.
Mm-hmm.
I could understand them taking him at two, but I could also understand kicking it down the road another year or two, trying to get Cousins or Wentz, put him with Pickett, draft a guy later. In fact, this is a scenario Dan and I talked about earlier this week that I kind of like a lot, and get competent quarterback play this year from somebody, and then look for that franchise, for lack of a better word to describe it, quarterback in the next draft or beyond.
I have two thoughts.
All right.
One, Cam Ward is thought to be the undisputed best quarterback in this class.
By almost everybody, okay. Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Big gap between him and Shedeur Sanders,
yep.
Right? The Browns don't feel that it's worth going up to get Cam Ward. It's not worth the price. It's too expensive. Okay?
So why would you take Sanders one pick later?
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay?
See, Darryl, that makes perfect sense.
Especially with the gap that is perceived to be there.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not a scout. I'm not a GM. Okay? My opinion, in the grand scheme of things, doesn't really mean anything. But it's Andrew Berry's that matters in his evaluation. I am of the mind that if you feel like Cam Ward is a franchise changer, then you go get that guy. I don't care what it costs you. You go get him. If you feel Shedeur Sanders is that guy for you, then you go get him. Now, if they draft him at two, do I think that's the right move? No. I think Travis Hunter's a better player. I think Abdul Carter's a better player. But I understand it. I didn't agree with the Deshaun Watson trade. I hated it. But I understood it. Okay. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
There's a difference between me and having
I agree with you on that. You know, when they made the deal for Deshaun, I thought you gave up way too much. But man, if he can play like he did in Houston, I understand why you did that.
Right.
Yeah.
So there's two different lenses from which I look at the situation. I have my own opinion on it, but also at the same time, I've got to step back, the objective overview of it. I get it. For me, I think Shedeur Sanders is a mid-teens to early 20s pick. Okay?
Is my Geno Smith level of play?
Well,
is that
the thing is
because so many people are saying this guy's a great passer out of the pocket.
And he's a great teammate. And he's got the intangibles,
exactly.
Right? I mean, he had the pressure cooker. He's Deion Sanders' kid, right? They go to Jackson State. They flip that program on its head and bring it back. They go to Colorado. They get it going
in the right direction anyway, yeah.
So, and two, Shedeur's hard to evaluate for me as a non-scout, as a non-GM, because when I watch those games, and I watched four Colorado games live, okay? And I remember sitting in my recliner watching those games. And I was
feet up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Nice.
I'm guy. I'm now guy in the recliner. Yeah.
Nice job.
I've become that guy.
Peanuts, chips, popcorn.
Chips, beverage or two or
nice.
Three.
I just want you to know, "Back in the High Life" by Steve Winwood's going through my head right now.
Okay.
I was just saying
all right. Well, we make the most of what we got.
With James Taylor singing background vocals.
But I wasn't blown away watching Shedeur live, okay? And that's not a dig. I didn't watch him and was like, oh my God, this guy is like off the charts amazing, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's a difficult evaluation because he didn't have a real good offensive line. He's a difficult evaluation because the only receiver he had worth anything is Travis Hunter, okay?
Yeah.
And he had to do a lot of improvising, a lot of off-schedule stuff. And I think the arm talent's there. But I do think that, like, Shedeur is a very complex evaluation.
That's part of the issue here. And other options to fill out the position group kind of going away. And it's making me think, Darryl, that they certainly know something one way or the other. We'll tell you what, coming up next on Baskin and Phelps. Darryl's in for Andy today.